From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Brought to you by Green Shampoo. D-R-E-N-E.
No other shampoo. Only Green Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show. This is Rudy Vallee speaking.
Hello, Rudy, my little dream boy. This is Irene Ryan calling you from Villa Vallee. Rudy, your uninvited house guest, Adolph Menjew, has cleared out.
Cleared out?
Yes. He cleared out your icebox, cleared out your cupboard, and cleared out your wine cellar. But don't be angry with him, Rudy. He's a perfect gentleman. He's well polished.
If he's been in my wine cellar, he's well oiled. Irene, I asked you to tell Mr. Marjew to leave my home.
Well, but he looked at me with his soulful eyes. What eyes? They're like big saucers.
Yes, and right under them, cups to match. Irene, that blackout Marjo may try to flatter you with his smooth talk. Then he may put his arm around you.
Oh, gee, I'm not that kind of girl.
He may try to hug you.
Oh, gee, I'm not that kind of girl.
He may even try to kiss you.
Oh, good, I'm that kind of girl. To tell you the truth, Rudy, Mr. Menjew has already kissed me.
Didn't his mustache bother you?
No. I was tickled silly. What a kiss. I haven't felt like that since I got hit in the face with a wet paintbrush.
That scoundrel. The only reason he'd kiss you is to get money out of you. I know him. Last week he asked me for $500. He said he'd sponsor me in a saxophone concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
He's sponsoring me as a singer in the Villa Vallee Bowl.
The Villa Vallee Bowl?
Yes. He's out front now with a contractor building a stadium on your front lawn.
A stadium on my front lawn? What kind of stadium?
It'll be big enough to accommodate a conference with the Big Three.
The Big Three? You mean the United States, England, and Russia?
No. Oliver Hardy, Sidney Greenstreet, and Edward Arnold. Sing, Rudy.
That breaks through the snow. I can't say what it may bring. I only know it's right to believe. Whatever gave your eyes this glow, whatever gave my heart this song, can't be wrong. It's right as the rain that falls from above and fills the world with the bloom of our love. Rain may fall and day must dawn. This love must go
Marjo, Mr. Marjo, have that contractor take his men off my premises at once. Why, it'll cost a fortune to build my own stadium.
Just like you, Rudy. Always thinking of money.
Yes, but my pocketbook is my best friend.
Well, then why don't you take your friend out sometime?
You're not building this stadium for my benefit. The builder told me he gave you a $100 commission to get this job done for him.
But to Rudy, my little periwinkle, the money was for a good cause. I took the Earl Carroll chorus out on a picnic.
$100? That's some robbery.
100 girls. That's some picnic.
Mr. Marjo, I didn't give you permission to erect a stadium on my property. It's preposterous.
Oh, no, it isn't. Ah, I can see it all now. 20,000 people standing in line every night. Just picture it. 20,000 frantic people screaming, scrambling, fighting, pushing.
Trying to get into my stadium?
No, trying to get a room in a hotel.
Oh, that doesn't explain anything. This is just another of your harebrained promotions.
But think of it, Rodolfo, your own bowl. People will point you out and say, there goes the head of Valley Bowl.
A fine thing. They'll be calling me Bowlhead Valley. Mr. Marshall, I don't trust you. I don't want you handling my money.
Well, then I won't. If we present Toscanini and his Philharmonic, you'll do the promoting. And if we present Loritz Melchior and a Metropolitan Opera, you'll do the promoting.
And if we present Esther Williams and her bathing beauties?
I'll do the promoting. So, Rudy, to erect the Valley Bowl is a trivial matter. It will cost you a paltry $100,000 for the seats.
$100,000? That's all the money I've made in pictures.
And a piffling $50,000 for the orchestra pit.
Well, that's all the money I've made on the stage. What are you going to invest?
Every penny you've paid me on your radio program.
What are you going to do with that money?
Buy a whistle for the peanut stand.
A peanut whistle. A fine partnership. Before I invest a penny, I want to make sure I'm getting a good value for my money. Say, Truman Bradley, what do you think of the potentialities of the Valley Bowl as an investment?
Well, it has possibilities, Rudy. Well, you could use it for all sorts of things. You could even stage a beauty contest.
That's an idea. But do you really think a beauty contest could bring returns?
Rudy, a guy returns time after time to look at a girl who's really beautiful. And you know it. Gosh, I can just see those lovely girls lined up before the judges. The blondes, the redheads, the ravishing brunettes. And everyone raving over the beautiful highlights in their hair. You'd take one look at those lustrous, shining heads, and you'd know every one of them used green shampoo with hair conditioning action. You've probably noticed that you never see dull, mousy hair in a beauty show. Well, to any woman who may have drab hair, I'd say it could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. Most shampoos, you know, are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on your hair. But Dreen is different. It brings out all the shining loveliness. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Then, too, Dreen removes every trace of dandruff the very first time you use it. And now that this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action, it leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Mr. Marju, what are those long, funny-looking firecrackers those builders are putting under the east wing of my house?
Rudy, those are not firecrackers. That's dynamite.
Dynamite?
There goes your bedroom. There goes your kitchen.
There goes my cook. Where? She just left the house, riding the kitchen kink. The kitchen sink, side saddle. The kitchen sink, side saddle. All right. Mr. Marju, I think it's funnier that way. This is the last straw.
That's right.
I can see ruination staring me in the face.
Well, hello, Kink. Were you discussing me?
Well, Irene. Rodolfo, my lad, Irene is going to give the second concert in your stadium.
Isn't it wonderful, Rudy? Now I won't have to sit around the corner drugstore waiting to be discovered.
The corner drugstore?
Yes, that's where they discovered Lana Turner, and I've been sitting around there for 2 months.
But that's not a drugstore. It's a bowling alley.
No wonder I had so much trouble. Every time I sat down, they kept setting me up.
Oh. Irene, you'll be a sensation. I'll present you in an exotic setting surrounded by swaying palm trees. You'll be a native girl. You'll appear like Dorothy L'Amour in a sarong.
A sarong? What's that?
A dish towel that made good. Rudy, my boy, under my sponsorship, this girl will reach the top. She'll be singing light opera. Irene, how about A Kiss in the Dark by Victor Herbert?
Oh, no. If I want A Kiss in the Dark, I'll take Clark Gable. Incidentally, Mr. Menjew, you haven't mentioned money. How much will you pay me for my concert?
Oh, I'll treat you handsomely, my dear. You can have the car parking privilege. Wouldn't you like to do a little car parking on the side?
Would I? Just get the car, Clark Gable, and brother, he can set the pace.
You two can drop those plans. I'm not interested in building a stadium.
But, Rudy, you're mad. Just picture it. While you're playing the saxophone, thousands of women will be mulling the turnstiles.
You don't say.
Yes, the first turnstile will be jammed with glamour girls. The second turnstile with cover girls.
Yes.
And the third turnstile with pin-up girls.
Yes, yes.
Now, what do you say? Will you build a stadium?
No, but I'll build three turnstiles.
I'm glad you agree.
I don't agree. For one thing, this is a residential district, and the police won't give us a permit for a business enterprise.
Oh, who cares about the police? I'm not interested in the police.
And who is it now that's not caring about the police?
Oh, don't misunderstand, officer. It was just an expression. I really like the police. In fact, I call on them any time I need help or succor.
Oh, so the police are a bunch of suckers, eh? Tell me, if you get a permit for this construction work?
Well, this happens to be my property, officer. Let's talk it over quietly. Here, have a cigar.
Oh, trying to bribe an officer, are you? Well, I'll have to report that.
Oh, no, you've got him all wrong, officer. He's really a nice fellow. He'd give you the shirt off his back.
Certainly. Here you are, the shirt off my back.
Oh, a striptease artist, eh? Indecent exposure. I'll have to report that, too.
Now, just a minute, officer. You're treating me like a criminal. I'm a respectable citizen. In fact, I'm a college man. I'm a Yale graduate.
Ignorance is no excuse.
But I'm Rudy Valley. I've got a radio program.
That's another charge. Taking money under false pretenses. Well, come to think of it, I'll report that, too.
Ah, tut-tut, officer. You can't arrest this man. He's not a native Californian. He came here from the state of Maine.
Smuggling dope across the border.
Listen here, officer. You've charged me with bribing an officer. You've charged me with indecent exposure. You've charged me with smuggling dope. But you've no evidence. I've never done a single thing since the day I was born.
You've never done a single thing since the day you was born? Well, wise guy, I'm running you in.
What for?
You're a bum. And I'm charging you with vagrancy. Come on.
Listen, Warden, I'm Rudy Valley, and I tell you I'm innocent.
Shut up. Now shut up and get in that cell. Come on, get in that cell.
You can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. You can't do this to me.
They did it to me.
If you can't keep me here, I'll call my congressman.
He's out of town.
Then I'll call the governor.
Well, he's out of town.
I'll call the mayor.
He's out of town. Will I make a fool out of you when I get to Dick Tracy?
Well, if you want to get out of here, your lawyer will have to make a motion in front of the judge. Now, Valley, does your lawyer know how to make a motion?
He should. He went to school with Gypsy Rose Lee.
Well, there's somebody coming, Valley. You're getting a new cellmate, Adolf Manjou. Get in that cell, Manjou. Come on, get in that cell.
You can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. You can't do this to me! How do you like that? They did it to me, too. Mr. Valley, you're responsible for my incarceration. You knew I took $100 from the contractor, and you would double across me. You didn't give him the job.
Oh, so the contractor had you arrested.
Yes, and he called me everything under the sun. He called me a cad, a rotter, a bounder, a sneak, a scoundrel, a rat, a cheat, a liar, a bandit, a thief, a crook, and a robber. And I am good and angry.
Angry? Why?
He left out suave and debonair.
Marjorie, you're getting just what you deserve. You got this insane idea for the Valley Bowl. Don't expect any sympathy from me.
Let me out of this prison. I'll go stir crazy. Stir crazy. Stir crazy.
Who's that?
Oh, just an old spoon. It's been stirred too much.
One moment. It's our other cellmate. And I recognize him. He's my ex-valet, my older gentleman's gentleman.
Hello, boss. Gee, I didn't see you for a long time. Hey, who's the mug with you?
I'm Rudy Valley.
Pleased to meet you. My name is Bernard S. Pulley.
Bernard S. Pulley? What does the S stand for?
Suspender. To hold up Bernard and Pulley.
Brother Pulley, you seem to be a man of great erudition, a man of perspicacity, a man of profundity, a man of unusual scholastic achievement.
Yeah, and I'm illiterate, too.
Illiterate?
Yeah, you see, I got a good education.
Yale man?
Nope.
Harvard man?
Nope.
Alcatraz?
That sounds familiar.
Pulley, now that we're cellmates, can you give me a little information on the rules and regulations of this institution?
Certainly, boss. For visitors to leave, they blow a whistle at 10 o'clock.
I see. The whistle blows at 10.
For lights out, they blow a siren at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I see. The siren blows at 11.
If you hear anything else, that's me. I go to sleep at 12 o'clock, and I start snoring.
I see. The horn blows at midnight.
Valley, there's a lady here to visit you. Well,
thanks, Warden. Find out who it is. She may be my Spanish cook.
Oh, here, lady. Are you Mr. Valley's cook? The Spanish cook?
What else?
What? What's your name?
Conchita Chiquita Pepita Lolita Carmen Shapiro.
Oh, Conchita, I knew you'd come to visit me. You're loyal.
You said it. And look, I brought you something to eat. A beautiful dish of chicken a la glider.
Well, I've heard of chicken a la king, but what's chicken a la glider?
All wings and all landing gear. And what a gravy.
A gravy.
First, I took some onions, and then I took some garlic, then more onions, then more garlic, and still more garlic.
Why so much garlic?
To kill the smell of the onions.
Tell me, Conchita, how is everything getting along at home?
Fine. They're still putting up the stadium on your front lawn. And Mr. Mongoose promised for the third concert I could give a dance recital.
Oh, Conchita, I didn't know you were a dancer.
Of course. Already Mr. Toscanini is trying to sign me up. Last week, I was in a boogie-woogie contest and won second prize.
Why didn't you win first prize?
I had an accident. I woogied when I should have boogied. Well, goodbye, Mr. Welly. I'm going to truck on down, so slip me some skin, Jackson, because my gums are beat up and I'm solid from the neck down. Dee-dee-die, chitty-boom-pie, dee-dee-die, yuck, yuck.
Say, boss, I'm going to let you and your friend Valley in on something. I smuggled in some guns, and we're breaking out of this clink tonight. Are you in with me?
Well, certainly. As my illustrious ancestor, the Count Joseph-Marie-François-Pierre Dupel de Fontainebleau de Manjou said when they imprisoned him in the Bastille, je suis geôlier, c'est mon métier, mieux vaut ça qu'être prisonnier. English translation, don't fence me in.
And I'm counting you in too, Valley. There's nothing to it. Eight guys broke out last night.
Broke out with guns?
No, with poison ivy. All right, here's a rock for you, boss. And Valley, you take this saxophone.
Why a saxophone?
In your hands, it's a deadly weapon. Now I'm going to pick the lock, and I want plenty of noise to cover me. Start singing, Valley.
Be a way to help me forget that we're through. There must be a way to stop me from dreaming of you. There must be a star in the skies that isn't reflecting your eyes. I just don't know how to describe how much I miss you. There must be a song that doesn't remind me of you. There must be a kiss to thrill me as yours used to. I've looked for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. Oh, there must be a way, but I can't find that way without you.
Okay, you guys. I got the cell door open. Come on. No, wait a minute. Somebody's coming. Looks like the warden.
No, it's Truman Bradley. Hello, Truman.
Hello, Rudy. Say, I saw your lawyers, Paley, 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 and Strotes.
What happened to Trammell?
He was out. And they sent this writ over. Here, I'll read it to you. To all persons whom these presents may concern, greetings.
Well, is that all it says? Greetings?
Yeah. He said to tell you hello.
Oh, murder.
Are you in for that, too?
I will be if you don't get me out of here. This certainly is the highlight of my whole career.
Highlights. Say, Rudy, Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action brings out all the highlights. No wonder the glamour girls insist on Dreen. It gives them a combination of beauty advantages found in no other shampoo. Dreen actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It brings out all the shining beauty of your hair, gives it a sparkling life that's truly enchanting. And this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action, too, that leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So here's a worthwhile tip. Whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, use Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Come on, boss. You first. Two to sell. You too, Valley.
Not me. I want no part of a jailbreak.
Nothing to worry about. If the warden catches you, I'll take care of everything. I'll take one shot, two shots, three shots.
When will you stop?
When the bottle is empty. Come on, get going.
It's awfully dark in this corridor. I can't see a thing.
Okay, I'll light a match.
What was that? We just passed the gas chamber.
What a mistake I made. We should have made a left turn at the electric chair.
Hey, you man, you man. Get back in your cell. I've got you covered. Back or I'll turn the machine gun on you.
I ain't afraid of the warden. I got a tear gas gun. I'll let him have the tear gas. I'll get him. Ow! 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 Ow!
If you're shooting the tear gas at the warden, why are you crying?
The wind changed.
Now I've got you. Reach for the sky.
Oh! I just touched the cloud.
The cloud?
Yeah, the OPA just lowered the ceiling.
Hmm. All right, now get back into the cell, all three of you. I'll find out who's behind this. I'll give you the third degree.
Third degree? What's that?
Mr. District Attorney.
With brass knuckles.
Say, Pulley, come here.
Yeah.
Slip all the guns in Valley's pocket.
Okay, boss. Now Valley's a warden arsenal.
Now, which one is the ringleader? Who's got the gun?
Warden, Valley's your man. He's carrying concealed weapons.
That's not the truth. I had nothing to do with it, and I haven't a weapon on me.
We'll find out. If what they say is true, they go free and you stay in jail.
Thank you, Warden.
That's perfectly all right. Now, Valley, get on that scale. I'll see how much you weigh. 300 pounds.
Better drop the guns, Valley. Now you only weigh 200 pounds. Now it's 100 pounds.
How much does he weigh now?
6 pounds, 3 ounces.
All right, then put me in my crib. My time is your time, your time. Hi, ho, everybody!
Significant in the history of our close neighbor to the south, Mexico, is the great holiday Cinco de Mayo, celebrating May 5th, 1862, a date when Mexico first achieved its liberation. We salute our good neighbor with a rendition of the Mexican national anthem, in which I am accompanied by the Sportsman Quartet.
Se escribió. mas yo sare un extraño enemigo, profanar con su planta tu suelo.
Piensa, oh patria, querida del cielo, un soldado en cada hijo de Dios.
Another so long again. Sort of winds up our evening. We might be on our way. There isn't much that we can say or do. Today it won't be. Few peoples know better the price of war than our Canadian friends. From Halifax to Victoria, across the pine forests, the prairies, and the mountains, in the lumber towns and the big cities, Canadians are pushing for peace. But victory in Europe will not mean the end of war. The lads in khaki and blue still need equipment, more and more of it. So invest in victory bonds. Invest in the best. The money you lend your government pays off handsomely, at twice the rate of interest a bank could pay. So buy another $100 victory bond this week. Buy several if you can. And we here in the United States will keep buying war bonds, too. And we'll all have a worthwhile nest egg for post-war dreams.
Rudy Vallee will present another dream show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at this time from Hollywood with Adolph Monju and Irene Ryan. B.S. Pulley appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox and can now be seen in their 30th anniversary production, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Lee Sands, and the music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.